Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Robert Tim. Bob.
Hey, good afternoon or good morning, Bob.
And my guest today, if you didn't recognize that voice, is Sean Sipma. And Sean is here today as the mayor.
Absolutely. Wear many different hats, but we're talking a little bit about the city business today.
I'm also going to make you put on your insurance hat, too, because we will touch upon flood insurance.
All right. Sounds good.
Let's start out, though, with the event coming up February 7th. You want to tell us what
Absolutely.
That is?
February 7th, we have now coming up the third annual State of the City that is going to be at Magic City Campus. February 7th, as you indicated, 5:30 in the afternoon at the Arville Graving Theater. This is a great opportunity for people to come and meet with all different city officials, not only elected, but also department heads from all different different areas, whether it be fire, police, public works, the assessors, any of those great folks. And then, of course, I've got about a 45-minute presentation for an update on not only what is what we are looking forward to for the year 2020, but also kind of where what 2019 has been for us, and of course our achievements and challenges and things that we are working towards. Some of those, of course, last year being the big one was taxes. I made the announcement that we were not going to increase taxes in the upcoming budget. We were very happy to be able to hold that true. Right now, I can tell you things are looking fantastic in the upcoming budget. Our five-year analysis on that is very, very optimistic that we'll be able to hold the line. And then just a lot of the projects, the national disaster resiliency projects from the low to moderate income housing, the potential of moving City Hall, the current technical institute that we could potentially be building, and maybe a insight to the gathering space and other projects. And then things like One Brand, bringing the community together, and then our partners on what we're working with. One of those big partnerships was the Omaha Trophy being awarded to Team Minot, which is that collaboration and commitment to Minot Air Force Base with the Chamber of Commerce's Team Minot group. And I'm a part of that as Task Force 21, as a matter of fact, but that's a pretty prestigious honor. So we're hoping to have the actual trophy on hand. We'll see if it makes it in time, but we've got a lot to cover in that 45 minutes of State of the City.
That sounds really exciting, and I have not yet attended one of these meetings, so I'm going to really try to make it this time. You mentioned department heads being there. Will there be a time before or after the meeting to be able to visit with them, perhaps meet the new chief of police?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Before and after, as a matter of fact. We're going to have tables set up so that people can, you know, literally shake their hand and be introduced to either the department head or one of the people within that department, ask questions, specifics maybe to their own circumstance in some cases. Absolutely, the new police chief, Mr. John Klug, will be on hand, as well as our fire chief and pretty much every other city department head and other staff as well.
This sounds great. I'm really surprised too when you say that this is something we've done for 3 years. You would think this would be something that would have been done for 100 years.
It is a little bit intimidating when you talk about standing up in front of an audience, either having to memorize or script, but really kind of going through. You see how the State of the Union is done with the president, or the State of the State by the governor every other, every year. It is, I think, important for us as a community to tout our successes and talk about our challenges and our dreams and hopes for what's ahead. I think that was a big change as we have evolved a little bit in helping communicate more and communicate better and more directly with the community.
Yeah, 45 minutes is quite a bit.
Sometimes it's not enough, though, as I found out.
As you know, I'm a member of Toastmasters here, and we need to tailor our speeches to be like 5 to 10 minutes, and sometimes that's a challenge. But it is more often a challenge to be able to stop in that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I get
Absolutely.
That too. Sean, today's newspaper had a lot of stuff in it, and It addressed some flooding issues. It addressed the recycling issue. Obviously, with the very limited amount of time we have, we're not going to be able to cover it all. But as somebody who is in the floodplain, I'm very interested in some of that. Now, I'm going to have you put on your insurance hat for just a minute and talk about insurance policies. I know that they're talking about these flood maps coming out in June. Does that mean you better renew before June 1st?
Well, we are looking at the new flood maps coming out for the assessment for the preliminary in June. What that means is that there is going to be a comment period and a review of that comment period starting June. Our effective date that we are anticipating these maps to go live, and this is really the important piece, the live effective date that we are looking for is late February, early March of 2021. So what that means is if you do not have a flood insurance and flood insurance policy prior to that date, and you would be in the new high-risk, newly zoned high-risk map that is going to be identified by FEMA, that's going to be released very, very soon here, actually in the next week, is that your mortgage company, if you have a mortgage, is going to require it. And what that means is you will then have to purchase a policy at a much higher rate than if you already had a policy and get a grandfathered starting rate, as I like to refer it to, than if you were to just buy it after the fact. Now, there's a whole lot of nuances here. First and foremost, right now is always the better time to buy before those maps change. And this is not an insurance sales pitch, but we've had a history of flooding in Minot. Now, granted, the latest maps show very positive outlook for us for low risk of flood. But of course, there's a lot of winter left. And we also learned in 2011 that most of our moisture that ended up flooding us came starting in about April. So the best time to buy flood insurance is now. And as a matter of fact, the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services is going to do a big step up campaign in the next couple of weeks statewide to talk about that. So people can watch for that. Now, if they don't have flood insurance, what would happen? Is the bank's going to require it? They have up to 12 months to purchase a policy at what they call a newly mapped high-risk rate. It's more than what you would have as a grandfathered, but it is not at the high-end actuarial. Now, that's an insurance term. Actuarial, what does that mean? It means the highest rate. It means the actual rate of what that policy would be if it was not starting at that gradual lower subsidized rate. We don't have that exact number, but the NFIP has indicated it can be as much as $10,000 a year. So you don't want to buy at the actuarial rate. You want to buy at that lower rate. Now, over the years, people have asked, well, how much is this going to cost? It's going to increase. For the first 2 years, you're going to see, I'll use my house because I'm also in that high-risk zone. I will see no more than a 12% increase at renewal. So if my policy renews in October of 2021, I would see a no more than a 12% increase off of the base rate for my flood policy for 2 years. Compound that. After that, then the NFIP has said that it can increase no more than 18% per year after that. So you compound numbers off of the base rate, and that base rate is you minus the fees and all of the rest of the stuff off of a policy. There's your base rate. Compound no more than 12% per year for 2 years, no more than 18% until we get flood control finished in that area that is then going to get me back into a lower risk rate. And for my area, that is, I'm in over by the Oak Park area, so I'd be in that 1-5 section. Bob, you're over in, I believe, Area 6, if I remember. So yours is going to be beyond that time frame. Most important takeaway on this is if you don't know, you don't know where you're at, talk to an insurance agent. Talk to the city map flood map administrator. That's Lance Meyer. Or talk to somebody from the NFIP. They are in Minot every now and again, but we've got some great flood insurance agents in Minot, and we also have some city resources.
Well, that's good to know. When I purchased my home in 2002, the insurance agent I had at that time was actually trying to talk me out of it because
it was a different time and a different thought process in that moment, I guarantee you.
So I have always had the insurance, and I always will, even though at this time I don't have a mortgage, so I don't need to have the insurance, but I sure am glad I had it.
And there's a great point there too. Absolutely, Bob. You had flood insurance. When it flooded, I didn't. I know the hardship of that. But two, let's walk down the road maybe 5 years. You decide you want to sell your home. You've got a flood insurance policy that you can transfer to the new buyer at whatever rate that is at that moment. If you wouldn't have a flood insurance policy and somebody wants to go buy that house, they would have to buy it at the actuarial high rate. And that is going to make anyone who is getting a loan to buy, like for instance, your house, very, very difficult and may not make that house very appealing to anyone.
Let me ask this, Sean. When all of the flood protection is in place, will it be like it was in the past where no area of Minot is in the floodplain?
In the valley, the answer is 99% yes, because we are going to have a few areas that are going to be, for lack of a better term, green space. No homes are going to be down there. But in Minot, in its totality, believe it or not, we have had areas up on the hills in the high-risk area where the valley was not. Puppy Dog Coulee has some areas right over in Green Acres that a few of those properties are high-risk because of the drainage capacity that comes down through that watershed. North Hill has a couple of drainage areas that will have some flood insurance requirements until either the homeowner does some things differently on the property or the drainage area is addressed differently. But by and large, that answer is yes.
Well, that's really good news.
It is, which is also why we're working so diligently, working forward not only on construction here and now, but looking ahead to the affordability of the project so that, putting that mayor hat back on for a second, that we can afford this without going after any new taxes from either sales or property side of the world, and that we can get that mapping redone, the project built and remapping done as quickly as possible.
Believe it or not, Sean, we've only got about a minute left. So let me just ask you, what are you most excited to tell us about in the State of the City address coming up?
I am most excited to really catch up on some of the issues from the National Disaster Resiliency, because we now have a much shorter timetable to finish some of these up. I think we're going to be taking some big steps in 2020, and I'm really looking forward to make sure people have the most accurate and up-to-date information on what we're doing, why we're doing it, and what our timetable is.
I think the why we're doing it is so important because people have a misconception of that we just want to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get these matching funds. Also, something you and I talked about earlier too was the change with the taxes due to the NAWS project. And that needs to be clarified so people don't have that misconception that we're raising taxes just because we want to.
Absolutely. The reason of why is all the difference in the world so that people fully understand what is going on and what to expect coming down the road.
Let me ask one last thing here is, do people need to reserve a space or anything?
The last couple of years, we've had plenty of space, so we are continuing to have it in the Arville Gravy Theater for that reason. No, show up, plan a few minutes early so you can talk with some folks. It's only 45 minutes. I promise not to drone on past that point. And then afterwards, we're going to have some finger food and refreshments that is sponsored by Farmers Union Insurance, so that folks can hang out a little bit and chat some more.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming in, Sean. I really appreciate your being here.
I appreciate the opportunity, Bob.